Well, several months ago, I knew this night was coming, and I was preparing, and the more I prepared, the more I fought war. So I knew exactly what that meant. I called a good friend of mine down there in Kirbyville, his director down there. I know he's been speaking here and there around, and he's on fire for the Lord, and as I was talking to him, he's feeling the same things I'm feeling. We're just right on the verge of a revival.
Amen.
We're just knocking on the door, waiting on the door to swing wide open and ready to roll. And I'm excited. Tonight, my friend Craig Miller is going to bring the word. If y'all would, give a hand.
Consider an honor to be here tonight, to stand behind this pulpit. Hey, Will, so, 10 weeks ago, in our church, we started a 12-step program. It wasn't anonymous about a higher power. Our higher power had a name. Lay hands and pray over them. We're running pretty consistent 24 on Thursday nights. God's not just changing lives, He's changing communities. Not just families, but whole counties. That ain't even got nothing to do with what I'm talking about tonight. But God spoke in His word tonight. He confirmed to me that I did have a fresh word for tonight. I want to tell you about our 12 step because what I've found in most of them struggles is their identity. And I want to talk to you for just a few minutes tonight on your identity. You know, through the 12 step program, they want to say, stand up and say, well, I'm Craig Miller and I'm an alcoholic. If you've been regenerated, if you've been reborn, if you've been saved, you're a child of God that has a struggle or a battle that you're fighting. But here's the deal, you ain't got to fight it on your own.
Right? Amen.
We got that support. Those struggles have shown me the different things. For one moment, I want to tell you something. Your pastor, I remember it was 15 or 20 years ago. We was at First Assembly in Sales with some educational thing or some missionary deal. And I remember, I guess he was called to preach at that time, but he didn't have a church. He was working full time. This is what kind of impression it made. I remember him walking to the front, falling on his knees before God. That identity that he associated with stuck with me for 15 or 20 years. That's my first encounter.
Amen.
You know, God changed my identity. I used to be this macho guy. I'm a Marine and used to be a bodybuilder. Don't laugh. I did. Worked in the worst prisons in the state of Texas. The prisons inside of the prisons, if anyone knows, that's ADSEG, administrative segregation. Well, when you get in trouble in prison, you get locked up in that too. So it's the prison side of the prison. So I've done all the macho stuff. I stand before my class or before you tonight, and I tell you, those of y'all that know me, I don't want you to remember me as a man that used to bench press over 400 pounds or that I'm a Marine. I want you to remember me when my name comes up in conversation. He said, Craig Miller loved God.
Amen.
That's my identity.
Amen.
Think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And who's the other one? Balthazar. Huh? That was Daniel.
Amen.
Think about it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We remember them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But we remember Balthazar as Daniel. Because that was his God-given identity. That's what we have to live in. Our God-given identity.
Amen.
Your identity and how you identify is going to determine how your walk goes. You can struggle through that thing, and oh, I got to go to church, or oh, I get to go to church.
Yeah. Come on, amen, amen.
You do.
Try.
But you know, the world will look at you also, and judge you by your identity. There was a little story about one young man that's come through our substance abuse program, and I've got the opportunity to work him on a job. And he struggles and continually revisits his past and talks about the prison life and the drug abuse and he was this and he was that. And I told him, you got to stop identifying as a gang-banging, drug-slinging, gun-toting. Not saying that you won't have some of those same battles. But if you've been regenerated, you're a child of God.
Amen. Come on.
Abandon that old thing that you've toted around with you that's going to hinder you. Throw it away. The battle that you see waged. Am I keep walking out of here? So the battle is in our mind. That's a real battle. We cannot run from it. We must realize that our mind is the battleground for spiritual warfare.
Amen.
So many times we want to push that aside. How many of your battles you go through are spiritual? I can tell you. I can tell you. All of them.
Amen.
Amen.
It says in Ephesians that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. The things in the spirit realm. The sooner you come to that realization, the stronger and the more successful you will be in your walk.
Amen.
Stop identifying with your old past. Throw your Babylonian name away. Come back to your God-given identity.
Amen.
Stand in that. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you, God, for you showing up tonight. Lord, I could just walk up here and say amen, go sit down, and your mission will be accomplished. But Lord, this word, and you've quickened in these messages you've given to us tonight, and show me that this was an anointed word that you give to me for tonight. And Lord, that you'll just have your way throughout the rest of the service. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Okay, that's page 127. Just kidding. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Embrace that. Hold on to that. Listen, guys, there is not two separate worlds here. There is a spiritual battle being waged for your soul as we speak. It says it's being waged in the heavenlies all the time, constantly. We must realize who God is, then you can understand who you are. You know what I found through all of our outreach ministries, and we tell people that, oh, you have a heavenly Father that loves you. Some people cannot identify with what a father is because they didn't have a father through a natural father. We found that many times to be their battle. You tell them, oh, you have a heavenly Father that loves you, wants to provide for you, and all they know is hurt, rejection, and being cast aside.
Amen. Amen.
For any old wind.
Amen.
That would fill their father's heart.
Amen.
This earthly father I'm talking about. Romans 8:14-15, for as many as were led by by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Woo! You don't get excited with that one, guys. I don't know what's going on. You do not realize what it's saying, that you are a son of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's powerful stuff right there. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again, to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Amen. Yes.
Adoption. You are in that family. You have been adopted into that family. I'm speaking this way because I know there's someone in here that battles with that identity. Mm-hmm. The words that God spoke to us tonight, not knowing where you are and what you got. We must learn how to identify ourselves. We're not addicts, and we're not alcoholics, and we're not porn addicts. If you've been regenerated, you're a child of God that may have some of these battles. Your identity is who you are and how you view yourself, and sometimes how the world views you. Your identity speaks to your character and defines you. You know what my prayers are constantly? He said, God, don't let me bring reproach to your name. Because y'all seen them. You see people that claim to be born again, and then they drop the ball, and then they leave a sour taste in the world's mouth, and they say, well, if that's God, or if that's Jesus, or if that's church, I don't want nothing to do with it.
That's right, man. That's right.
My prayers are, God, don't let me bring reproach to your name.
Amen. Amen.
I'm nothing. He is my everything. There is something that's been bubbling up. Me and Brother Stephen was talking about it. It's a gurgling. I'm gurgling with some anticipation. He told me about y'all services. I witnessed it firsthand tonight. But I'm feeling those things starting. We're teetering on the edge of revival.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I'm so looking forward to tomorrow night. Woo! You hear me? Be there or be square. Show up expecting a move of God's Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
We must learn how to identify. Okay, I didn't say that. Your identity, I didn't say that. If we stand on the promises of God, like in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
So what do we know about Lucifer? He's the accuser of the brethren.
Right.
If you put those sins and that thing under God, under the blood of Jesus, no longer to ever be remembered. So if that thing keeps revisiting you, remember, he's the accuser of the brother.
Amen.
You know what you've done. Stephen Lenny, you know what you've done. How could you stand up and stand before these people? That ain't from God.
That's right. Come on.
That ain't from God.
Amen.
If we stand on the promises, okay, one minute. We need to live in this promise, make it imprinted. So he says in his word, he said, hide his word in your heart so that you may not sin. I wrote in there and I said that his word be imprinted upon your life. Listen, it's time for playing church is over.
That's right. Amen.
Church is normal. No longer exists.
Right.
Amen.
We need to expect services like this tonight every time we come into the house of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
When we accept Jesus, he changes our identities from in the world and ruled by sin. 2 Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace.
Amen.
Think on
Amen.
That for a minute, guys.
That's right.
We sing songs all the time about being set free. Live in that freedom. That freedom is not liberty to take advantage of grace, but to live a productive and successful life.
Amen.
Romans 6:6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him,
Amen.
That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
Amen.
Make sense?
Yes.
Do we live in that? Do we live in that? So the only sin, oh yeah, here we go. I like this little note. Only sin in your life is what you allow.
That's right. Amen.
That's good. Amen.
Here's something else. I can look out across here. I said I was going to mention him, but I'm not. His name. Brother Stephen, I can tell you right now you don't pray. So you're going to receive that one of two ways. You're going to do like Brother Stephen and shake his head and say, you're right. Or you're going to get offended and you ain't going to pray. Right? You have exactly how much Jesus you want.
Right. Amen.
And you know what the litmus test is to how much Jesus you have? The litmus test is your prayer life.
There you go.
Your prayer life says how much Jesus you want. If you're satisfied and just go through the motions or just to get you a little dabbing, or to jump up and down when a good worship song comes on, then okay. But if you're hungry for a deeper walk with Him,
come on, come on.
He's there to fulfill you.
Amen. Amen.
Walk in that.
That's
walk
right.
in that promise. Got to hear from him. I wrote my little note on there is in a nutshell. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ
Come
liveth
on.
In me.
Yes.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And Galatians 4:7 goes, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Woo!
Come on.
Come on. How can we go through the mollygogs or whatever you want to say it, just the humdros and just, I love you, Jesus. Shut up. If you love Jesus,
come on.
You're going to be on your, when it's opened up, this altar's opened up, you're going to be up here and you're going to be pouring your heart out to God.
Right. Amen.
You're going to be the one praying for your brother that you see over here, and he's weeping. You know what God told me one time? It was about that era when I remember you for the first time. Virgil Rodriguez, you remember that 9-week deal over there? Before that, because I was still in my macho thing, I hadn't been saved long. And I said, my goodness, they think they can take my love. I cried every time. God dried up my tears. It was in that revival with Virgil Rodriguez. I remember saying, God, I want my tears back. But you know what he told me? God said to me, as long as you cry, you show brokenness, and I can use you, and I can teach you.
That's right.
Move upon you.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you right now, I'm probably the biggest crybaby in this church. My wife will tell me a story and I'm over there like, and I ugly cry and I'm sorry for that. It's just a type of life.
Preach, brother, preach. Yeah. Preach. Amen.
It is so powerful, though, realizing who you are in Jesus.
Right.
Ephesians 4:22-24. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. I could have read that one scripture right there and stopped. What else do you need? You know, when Brother Stephen taught me on this, I'm like, oh, yeah, man, I'm honored. Yeah. Well, then the nerves got in. God woke me up, guys. God woke me up in the middle of the night, giving me some of this stuff.
Amen.
So there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that this is for tonight.
Amen.
For
Amen.
Y'all. Amen. For me. Yes. So if you're wondering, maybe not. No. Sorry. This world, this bread from heaven.
Amen.
Is for tonight.
That's right.
Tonight.
That's right. Amen.
And it would have been all right if I didn't get to speak, because the Holy Ghost done spoke and we didn't need nothing else. Psalms 119:105, your word is the lamp unto my feet and the light of my path.
That's right.
Live in that.
Amen.
You want God to speak to you? Get in his word.
Amen.
Get his word.
Amen.
Digest his word. Let his word be imprinted on your heart.
Right.
He says, hide it in your heart so that you may not sin.
That's right. Amen.
Let's don't make it complicated. Read his word. Meditate on it. Let this thing guide your steps. Psalms 5:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God.
Amen.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Amen.
I know how we talk about grace is sufficient for everything. There is something required of us, God. In John 8, chapter 31st verse, it tells us, if you continue in my word, then you will be my disciple.
Right.
That's something, right? That's something tangible that you have to grasp a hold of.
Right.
Hide the heart in your word. How you going to hide something you ain't got and you don't know?
That's right.
Guys that are in my class, I tell you, I'm good at using this one. You will never accidentally bump into the will of God.
That's right. That's right.
You got to set forth. Let that word guide your feet on that path toward him.